can I help you?
Well, I've been waiting all morning for your guy. Where is he?
He's probably tied up in the field, sir. I'm sure he'll be there soon. Please hold.
No, wait! Ah!
Your favorite songs in a row every hour.
What
every
gives with this?
New York's original off the wall.
Look at the time. What is this? Oh, this is ridiculous.
I get delirious. Never hear me.
It's me again. He's still not here.
I'm sure he's on his way, sir. You're getting one of our most reliable men. Please hold.
No, don't. But, oh. You want to get anything done, you're going to do it yourself. Come on, you son of. Ow!
Hermes Cable TV.
Hello. Hello.
Please hold.
Oh.
Are you still holding?
I've got something for you to hold, lady. And it's...
Sir, if this is an obscene phone call, we have ways of tracing it.
I want you to trace it. I demand that you trace it. My address is... Die, 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 die. Thank you. Appointment. I've been waiting over 4 hours.
Yeah, well, our cable went down on the west side. I've been up to my ass all morning.
I've been waiting 3 weeks for a morning appointment. Well,
do you think I enjoy doing this to people?
Okay, okay, it's not your fault. I'm sorry. Forget it, okay? Yeah. There it is right there, okay?
Yeah,
sorry, I am.
Yeah. What do you got?
I got a black bar on 2, sometimes on 7.
It's probably the connector.
Hmm.
You've been playing with this, haven't you?
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I haven't.
You ain't got nothing on here. HBO, Disney, nothing.
Just a black bar on 2, sometimes on 7.
You want them? Can give them to you for, $50?
Nobody's gotta know.
Yeah, give me the whole thing. I'll take the whole package, okay? Set me up. Forget it. Just forget it. Don't do it.
What?
I don't want... They'll catch me. They will catch me. I know that.
All right. Suit yourself.
You fixed it. How did you do that?
It was the connector.
Oh.
It's pretty good, huh?
Terrific. Oh, yeah. Give me this. I want to hear it.
What's the rush, Paul?
Rachel, your father is still in intensive care, and I am still his doctor.
I don't want you to go.
But, Rachel, your father could die.
We all have to die. Sometime.
Jeez, what a body. Laura. Is more than a body.
Laura?
Laura Claiborne. She plays Rachel.
Sorry.
You must really follow this shit.
No. I write this shit.
Yes, Mom, I got the brownies. And the mace. Mom, will you please stop worrying? I mean, everyone gets mugged here at least once a week. Guess what? I'm going up for a part on your favorite soap, Beyond Our Dreams. Yes, really? Oh, just a minute, operator. Hang on, Mom. Oh.
I'll be right there, Mom. Oh.
Oh. I'm sorry, I didn't see you. Here, let me help you up.
Oh.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Oh.
Are those real?
Oh.
Oh. I don't know what to say.
Excuse me, I'm on a call. These things happen, I guess.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't see you. I didn't see her. I just didn't see her.
Mom, you can't believe what...
Where have you been? You missed the run-through.
Monday's show is 2 minutes over. The Sherwoods cut the terracine.
Without telling me? They said we discuss it. They're always doing this to me. Did you get that refrigerator for Laura's dressing room yet?
Yeah. That should keep her happy for about a week.
Hey, Mickey, come on. I know you don't like Laura, but underneath she's very sensitive. She's got a lot more going on for it than people think.
Is it visible to the naked eye? Jack, when are you going to stop kidding yourself about Laura?
What are you talking about? There's nothing going on between me and Laura.
Oh, I know that. But do you?
Yes, Mr. Sherwood. Did you give you a whole bunch of... Jack, please.
Nervous, huh? Don't worry, honey. It's just a reading.
Hey, Jack.
Hi, Bob. You got those 8x10s? Great.
Oh, dear. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm getting used to it. Oh.
I am really sorry.
Oh, no. What am I going to do? I've got an interview in 5 minutes.
You're here for an interview? Oh, for the production secretary. Well, don't worry. I'm going to make sure you get it.
No, I'm not a secretary. I'm an actress. Oh.
What are you up for? The lesbian maid?
No, Janet Dubois.
Janet? You can't be here for Janet. We're not using Janet. Janet.
Look, I don't know who you are, but I'm supposed to read for Janet. I'm here to see the Sherwoods.
The Sherwoods?
Yes.
I knew it. We agreed on no Janet. Now they're bringing in Janet. They're going behind my back again. Well, I'm the producer, and you're not going to get away with it. Move! Come on! Move!
Why is he doing this to me?
What the hell is going on here? Why are you casting Janet? You're always doing this stuff without telling me.
Jack, we're just meeting a few actresses. I mean, we might use Janet somewhere down the line.
But we agreed Janet wasn't that interesting. She's dull.
All right. No Janet. Happy?
It's just that I thought we should discuss these things, that's all.
Oh, hey, we read your new Bible. Some good stuff.
Oh, thanks.
And some bad stuff, too. You got the Hedisons losing all their money. What kind of bullshit is that?
Arlene, I don't like the hostility I'm hearing.
People like the Hedisons just the way they are. Rich, ruthless, glitzy.
I just think the audience will love that Rachel has to go out and get a job.
Jack, I thought we already discussed this whole thing about Rachel.
What whole thing? Oh, no. Rachel stays in the show.
Listen, Boychik, Laura's contract is coming up. Do you have any idea how much money those mumsers at the William Morris office are asking?
She's worth it. Rachel works great, and so does my new Bible.
Jack, if you'll excuse me, part of your new Bible works great. I mean, we both love this Jack Gates character, this Wolf of Wall Street. It's brilliant.
Great character, great. But forget Rachel. She's out.
Now, look, we've got a good idea. Rachel is horseback riding with Paul. The horse throws her. Goodbye, Laura. Goodbye, Morris Agency.
No, forget it. No.
Or we can give her a brain tumor.
Oh, wonderful. A brain tumor. What's that, the third brain tumor this season?
So what?
Jack, it's a long season.
I don't believe this. Come on. This sounds like the kind of crap Arnie Fetterman would come up with. Arnie Fetterman. You're bringing in Arnie Fetterman, aren't you? He's going to rewrite me.
Absolutely not.
What, we're going to bring in hamburger when we already have steak on the table?
You're going to kill the show. The both of you don't know what the hell you're doing.
How dare you talk to us like that? Do you hear the mouth he's opening?
I'm sorry. I don't like fighting and arguing. I just feel very strongly about this.
Who cares you feel. This is a television show.
Arlene, he's talking feelings. We have to listen. I'll tell you what, Jack. You think about Rachel, and we'll think about Rachel. Is that fair?
I guess.
So what's with the long face? We'll work things out. There's a lot of love in this room, Jack. We love you. And we hope you love us.
Of course I love you. It's just, I still...
We'll talk Monday.
What about me? Don't you love me?
I included you in that love.
He meant you.
I meant you.
Schmuck.
Seal, get me Arnie Fetterman.
Yeah, Arlene, I told you, I'll work the Janet character into the story. Yes, I'm getting rid of Rachel with the horseback riding. Even as we speak, now will you stop nudging?
Quiet, everybody. Roll cameras.
Billionaire patriarch Carter Hedison, having recently recovered from a brain tumor, battles death once again as his ambitious daughter, Rachel, plots her next move. Will she marry Dr. Paul Kirkwood? Or will she learn of his affair with nurse Helen Caldwell, which began, ironically, in the very bed now occupied by her stricken father?
Well, Paul, how's he doing?
These heart, lung, liver transplants are almost routine. You'll be as good as new.
Not you, Blake. Come over here, son. Dad.
Now you do what Nurse Caldwell tells you to, Daddy. I'll stop by later. Blake, I'm so glad you're here.
You look good, Dad.
I don't want Blake to see my father anymore.
What?
If anything happens to the old fool, do you want Blake taking over the company?
You're playing a dangerous game, Rachel.
They're the only kind worth playing.
Cut it. Very nice.
But was that big enough? Because I can give you more.
No, Dennis, that was fine. Thank you.
Because I got more. Am I good in this?
Really, really good.
It feels perfect.
No, it was perfect.
I feel very strong.
It's good. It's very strong. Oops.
Not in the lines. You've got to play the moment. That's it.
You had some wonderful moments.
I thought it was over between them.
I think he just got his key back.
Good scene. Really great scene.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a minute, Laura?
For you, always.
Oh, thanks. I was just wondering if you read the new Bible. You know, the one with the Jack Gates character?
Oh, yes, I love it.
Really?
It's very good.
Great.
I think it works beautifully for the rest of the cast.
Oh, thanks. The rest of the cast?
To be honest, I just don't think the audience will accept Rachel as the working girl.
Laura, you've always said you wanted to do something with more depth, to stretch a little. I think it'd be good for you.
I hope you're not upset. You're so open. You're the only one I can really talk to.
Oh, come on.
And I can't thank you enough for the refrigerator.
Oh, no problem. Are you kidding? Jesus H. Christ, Laura! I thought you meant one of those little office ones.
Is something wrong? If it's going to cause a problem...
No! No problem at all. It's okay. It's a beauty. Oh.
When are you going to break down and buy a computer?
I got to get out of here. Traffic's going to be awful. God, what is wrong with me? I found this Nat King Cole on a farm in Pennsylvania. There's only two left in the entire world. No. Yeah. Hi. What's wrong? Why are you crying?
Laura, I'll turn down the lights.
I hate myself for doing this to you, but I just had a terrible fight with Dennis. It's over this time. Could we have dinner?
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
I can't. I just can't. I'm going to Vermont this weekend. They're having a big auction on old records. Well, you know my Nat King Cole collection.
If it's okay, I'd like to go with you.
Oh! Oh! Hello? Oh, no problem.
I just can't bear the thought of being alone. Please, I won't be in your way.
She wants to go with me for the weekend.
What does she want now? A stove?
You know, when I think back about Dennis, you know what the truth is? He doesn't like women. I swear he does not like women.
What do you got in here? You know, we're just going for the weekend.
To each other.
Laura, I...
Mickey's right. I'm being a jerk about Laura. Well, she's not gonna ruin my weekend. I'm gonna have fun.
Glad to see you're up.
Hey. The hell are you two doing here? Hey, Dennis, knock it off. Lee, what's going on here?
I'm Dr. Paul Kirkwood, and this is Nurse Helen Caldwell.
What am I doing on the set?
Set?
Oh, I get it. All right. Yeah, Mickey. Okay, very funny.
Wait, now hang on.
Where's Mickey?
No.
Okay, Mickey. Ha, ha, ha. Joke is over. Thank you. Back to work, everybody.
Dr. Gordine, do I see you, please?
Jesus! When did we build this? We're gonna go way over budget.
I don't understand it. All his tests were normal.
Maybe we should do some more.
This isn't a set, is it?
Set? You're in Ashford Falls Community Hospital.
Ashford Falls?
That's right.
I can't be in Ashford Falls. There is no Ashford Falls.
See for yourself.
Okay. Okay, I'll bite. Okay. This can't be. I must be dead. I am dead. I'm in hell. And my punishment is spending eternity on my own show.
Oh, no!
You better get 20 milligrams of Valium.
Not on this show. Please, not this show.
But you said we were going to the mountains this weekend.
I'm sorry, Helen. I've got to see Carter Hedison.
Carter? Or Rachel Hedison?
Ah, I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm okay. I'm just nervous in hospitals, that's all. I'm in Ashford Falls. I had a car wreck last night, you're Dr. Kirkwood, and I panicked a little.
Follow my finger.
Sure. See, I've never felt better.
Will you be quiet?
Okay, doctor. Anything you say, doctor. Doctor.
All right, get your clothes on. But I want to see you in my office tomorrow morning.
No problem. I'll be in your dressing room, your office, at 9 o'clock.
Oh, you better make it 10:30. I'm in surgery all morning.
Oh, sure, no problem. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Thank you both. He's operating on people? He's an actor. He's not even a good one.
I'm telling you, I can walk.
And I'm telling you, hospital regulations. You can walk when you're outside.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
I'm going to get you discharge papers.
I'm...
Oh. Stay put.
Boy, what a pain.
Are you ready for this? Dr. Kirkwood is just stringing you along. He's going to dump you and marry Rachel. Ah!
Good morning, you Lee. You think you got a small part now? How would you like a brain tumor?
Okay, we're outside. Can I stand up now?
I had your things taken to the hotel, but I didn't use your real name, just like you said in the letter. God, this is kind of exciting.
Letter? What letter?
I used the name that you gave at the hospital. You know, Jack Gable.
That is my name. We met at the office. Don't you recognize me? I ran into you. I crushed your hand.
I've never been to your office, Mr. Gates.
Gates? You think I'm Jack Gates?
Oh, come on, let's get in the car. Gosh, I am so excited you're buying my father's formula.
In the study, sir.
Which one?
The one to your right, sir.
What do you think of this, Blake? If we lose the daycare center and the playground, we can park much closer to our office.
Great, Dad.
Daddy! I found out who Janet DeBoss is selling her father's formula to. It's Jack Gates!
The Wolf of Wall Street?
I've been following Janet. She checked this guy calling himself Jack Gable into the hotel.
Get to the point, Ty.
Well, I saw his bags, Daddy. They had the initials J.G. J.G., Jack Gates.
So they have the same initials.
Well, yeah, the same initials, and then they're both from New York, and he was with Janet.
That doesn't make him Gates. Forget it, Ty. We don't even know if Fletcher Dubois came up with that formula.
What if he did, Dad? It'd be just like Jack Gates to buy it out from under us.
I think you're on to something, Blake. Check into it right away.
I'm checking into it. I mean, why does it always have to be Blake, Daddy? It was my idea in the first place.
Lighten up, Ty. You're just like your mother. Too thin-skinned.
I suppose that's why she committed suicide.
If it was suicide.
For the very last time. I did not hire Dash Andrews to kill your mother.
If she was my mother.
The Another one of those headaches, son? Oh.
I don't care what you think. I am not Jack Gates. And you are not Janet Dubois. You can't be. You're an offstage character.
A what?
We talked about bringing you into the story, but frankly, you weren't that interesting. You're not even supposed to be here.
But I am here. I came back to visit my father.
Ah, yes, your father. Fletcher Dubois, the brilliant but unstable chemist, who is working on developing a formula.
Is developing a formula. Mr. Gates, my father died 4 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. We had to get rid of him. Because he couldn't remember his lines. It's the Sherwoods. They did hire Fetterman. They're messing around with my Bible.
What Bible? What are you talking about? You agreed to buy my father's formula.
Oh, what's the use? I know you may find this hard to believe, but I'm a writer. Now, I know this may sound crazy, but I created this whole town.
I see. You created this whole town.
Yes, yes. I'm getting out of here. Where's my car?
It's at Len's garage. It needed a new radiator.
Len? There is no Len. We haven't used Len in 2 years. What is happening to me?
Hey!
Oh, God!
What are you doing?
This isn't a dream. I'm not dreaming.
Why are you playing these games with me, Mr. Gates?
For the last time, lady, I'm not Gates. I'm a writer. Do you hear me? All I want to do is get out of this stinking little town.
Well, then do it. I mean, you say you're a writer, then write your way out.
Operator. Yes, could you get me? This ought to be rich. Len's garage, please. What a mistake Len was. Boy, did we get letters.
Len here.
Len?
Like I told Janet, it needs a new radiator.
It'll be a few days.
Hey, mister, I can't work miracles.
Write your way out. This is insane. Absolutely insane. Write your way out. Fade in. Interior. Len's garage. Day. Len finds a new radiator for Mr. Gable's car. Len calls Mr. Gable to let him know it is fixed. Hello? Len? What? You found the new radiator for my car? You found it. Len, no. No, Len, I'm not laughing at you. No. Thank you. I'm thanking you. Yes. Thank you. I'll be right over. What the hell happened? I don't want to know. I just don't want to know. I gotta get out of here.
Hey, Hey, taxi! Hey! Taxi! Hey, taxi! 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 Taxi!
Laura!
Do I know you?
Is this man bothering you, Miss Hedison?
Men never bother me, Marco. Pick me up in half an hour. I have to be at the Hunt Club. I'm going riding with Dr. Kirkwood.
Wait! What's the rush? Where am I running?
Really, Paul, it's not exactly murder.
No, no, it's out of the question. I won't even discuss it.
But you're his doctor, Paul. Surely you could increase Blake's medication.
Rachel, it's an experimental drug. It could have terrible side effects.
I'm sure Blake would try anything to get rid of those awful migraines.
I know what you're thinking, Rachel. But even if Blake were out of the way, your father will never leave the company to you. What about Ty?
I can always handle Ty.
Rachel, I'm a medical doctor. I can't do it. You don't need your father's company. We have each other. Let's get married as we planned.
I'm sorry, Paul, but I don't think I'm ready for marriage yet.
All right. All right. I'll increase Blake's medication.
Come on. I'll race you to Winchester Cathedral.
Yeah. It should be slow. I'll make Rachel beg for me. Let her suffer a little. Let's see, she's going horseback riding this afternoon, so... Horseback riding. Oh, my God, Fetterman and the Sherwoods, they're going to kill her!
And so, you see, no money had changed hands, and the cow was returned to its rightful owner. Oh, that was told to me by a...
Settle down. I believe you dropped your hat, Miss Hedison.
Thank you. You saved my life.
What?
Haven't we met?
Perhaps. And perhaps we'll meet again.
Gah!
try and form me? I love this.
Slow down, will you? Don't do that. Easy. Easy, boy. Oh, why didn't I write myself back to this table? Oh, easy. Oh, please. Oh, please. Slow down. Slow down. Whoa. Hi. Whoa. Oh, my God. Oh, please. Oh, help. Somebody help.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Help.
Up a sickle thorn.
What?
Bend over a little.
Well, wait a minute. Is it gonna hurt?
Well, it might hurt a little bit.
Oh, no, you forget it. Just leave it in there. Okay. Oh, God.
Whoa.
Look at the size of that. Ooh. Wow.
I used to come here as a kid.
Oh, it's beautiful. It really is. So, Janet, just out of curiosity, tell me a little more about your character. Yourself.
There's not that much to tell. After college, I got my PhD at Ashford Falls Christian Normal.
And good school.
Then I went to Africa.
Africa? Where did that come from?
For the last 2 years, I've been living there with a colony of ants.
You live with ants?
Yeah, I do research. I chart everything they do. Their social organization, their movement, their mating habits, everything.
Oh, I see, like one of those National Geographic specials.
No, I'll never be on one of those. My friend Manu says I'm not big enough.
Oh.
You know, I don't have gorillas like Diane Fossey or Jane Goodall with her precious little chimps.
Right.
See, no one cares about ants, but once you live with them, you begin to see their specialness, their individuality. It's as though each one has a personality all their own.
Really?
Ooh, what's the matter?
Nothing. Nothing.
Rachel. You know we don't discuss financial matters at the dinner table.
Father, I have the right to know what's going on. I will not be shut out of the business by you or anyone else.
Yes, Ty?
When are you going to stop this madness with Rachel?
I told you nothing happened at the Mardi Gras.
She's your sister.
All right, Rachel. We are working on something. How would you like to eat whatever you want and then take a pill that speeds up your metabolism, burning off all the sugar and fat?
We have a pill like that? My God, I'll make a fortune.
Or lose everything if someone beats us to the market. It's possible that Fletcher Dubois figured out the Metapill ahead of us.
That's what Jack Gates is after. The only thing I don't understand is why he wants to get his hand up your dress. I mean...
We all know what you meant, Ty.
Watch it, Blake, or I'll give you a headache you won't forget.
You lay one finger on him, Ty.
Always protecting Blake, Daddy. Sometimes I wish I wasn't your son. If I am your son.
How are your headaches, Blake?
Oh, much better. Paul doubled my dosage. It seems to be working.
That's not the drug we're still testing, is it?
Mm-hmm. Paul feels that it's completely safe, Father.
Leave it all to me, Dad. I'll figure out just how far Fletcher Dubois got with his formula. That's strange. My gums are bleeding.
With tears in her eyes, Rachel runs to him.
Nah, too corny.
Yellow.
It's Janet.
Where are you?
I'm in my father's lab, or what's left of it. Oh, God, what a jerk I was. I can't believe it. No wonder you didn't want to buy the formula. You were going to steal it all along.
What?
Oh, I'll bet you're working for the Hedisons, aren't you?
What?
Oh, well, I'll burn it before they ever get it. I think your friends are still here.
What friends?
Well, they're gonna be sorry.
Janet, if there's someone there, get out of the house right now. Call the police. I swear I had nothing to do with this. Janet? Hello? Hello? Hello, Janet? Hello? Janet! Hello! Hello. Hello. Hello, Janet. Janet. Hello.
Jesus. I didn't write any of this. Of course. It's Fetterman again. Okay, you two-bit hack. Now we're gonna play some hardball. Interior. Dubois Lab.
All you have to do is show us your father's notes. We'll be on our way.
I'm telling you, he never even figured out that formula.
We'll see about that. Give yourself a break, lady.
Where did that window come from?
About this, my guy.
Jack, watch out!
Did you start carrying a knife? Let's get out of here. Come on. Ha!
I've never seen anything like that.
Neither has anyone else. Boy, these guys sure know how to tie a knot. What's this?
Well, that's what they were looking for. It's my father's formula. I think it'll be safer in your hands, Mr. Gates.
Look, lady, for the last time, the name is not...
He's a master at martial arts. He's powerful and ruthless. Who else could you be?
This could work for me. Powerful, ruthless. Yes, I am Jack Gates.
Then you'll buy my father's formula?
Of course. Come on!
I think it would be a lot easier if you just pulled out again.
Tell me how to park.
Yeah. You know, there's a really big space over there.
Do you want to drive, huh?
No.
Okay, we're fine. Here we go now.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, this is fine. It's a lot closer than I thought. You okay there?
Oh, yeah. Beautiful, isn't she?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I went to high school with Rachel.
Oh, yeah? What was she like?
Rich, pretty. She was homecoming queen all 4 years. Oh, I remember once she wore this beautiful white lace dress and this gorgeous crown. When she came down that stairway, it was... I don't know, it was as if she were floating. I wanted to be Rachel that night.
Oh, I thought you put locks on doors. That was pretty good.
I have no idea what this is.
When did this place open?
Oh, a couple hours ago. And I hear they serve a very good pastrami.
Pick up. Pastrami on a Kaiser and,
Lox and cream cheese on cinnamon toast? Get it out of here!
Yeah, you're right. It gets really lonely out there.
Sometimes Manu and I are alone in the bush for months at a time. Thank you.
So you're telling me you never met anyone out there?
Well, I did get involved with this Frenchman. He said he was a research environmentalist. Turns out he wasn't.
What was he?
A poacher. They hung him.
Ugh.
Gosh. I always choose the wrong guys.
Not me. I always choose the right women. I just can't get them to go out with me, that's all.
But you're Jack Gates. You can have anyone you want.
Of course. I meant before I became ruthless and powerful.
So, maybe you'd like to come over sometime. I'm really a pretty good cook. You don't want to come, do you?
I didn't say that.
Well, I understand. I mean, you're a business person. You're a busy person. You've got hostile takeovers to take over. I understand.
Look, do you want me to come over or not?
Yes, definitely.
I'd love to.
I guess this is why I live with the ants.
Lox cream cheese on cinnamon toast. And you're actually eating that.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Now the next item up is this lovely Amish crypt. Not since Betsy Ross has there been such exquisite workmanship. Who will offer $30? $35? Do I hear 40?
Daddy, when are you going to reach our goal?
Rachel, I'm not buying any more of this crap.
$50,
$5,
$60.
I've been getting these hot flashes. Do you think I should cut back on the medicine?
Ooh, those gums don't look tip-top either.
Huh?
Maybe you better stop. Just... It's probably just allergies.
Oh.
Stay on this dosage another week.
Oh, God. God.
I hope I'm not interrupting, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jack Gates.
I told you it was Jack Gates.
Be quiet. You were right, Blake.
Wait a minute. What do you mean he was right? It was me, Daddy. Me. I'm the one.
I'm just a visitor to Ashford Falls, but I believe in a good cause. Therefore, I'm donating my Ferrari to your auction.
Ooh, he suddenly has style.
Yeah. If you like a showboat.
We would like to thank Mr. Gates for his very generous donation of this priceless classic. The bidding will begin at $500,000.
Oh, it's the most beautiful car I've ever seen.
Do you want it?
$500,000. Thank you, Dr. Kirkwood. Do I see 550? 550. Thank you, madam. 600? 600. Thank you, sir.
$700,000.
$700,000. Thank you, Dr. Kirkwood. $700,000 going once. $700,000 going twice.
$850,000.
My God. He's bidding on his own car.
$900,000. $1,000,000.
Sold. $1,000,000. To the original owner.
Rachel, I...
So, the mysterious stranger rides to the rescue again.
Madam, this stranger knows no danger. I am much stranger than you think.
Hedison, may I drop you somewhere?
That's all right. I'll take her.
Oh? Do you think you'll have time?
Oh, my God. I'm supposed to be in surgery.
May I?
I'll take Rachel where she's going, Mr. Gates.
Oh, really? I don't think so.
Your car phone, sir?
Well, maybe you could use a lift after all, Miss Hedison.
Mr. Gates, are you aware that I'm engaged to Dr. Kirkwood?
Wouldn't you rather be in love?
I'm sorry, Rachel. I can't take you. I've got to get home right away.
What is it, Daddy? Is something wrong?
The cable TV man is coming. I have to be there.
But you're supposed to go to the stockholders meeting.
You know how hard it is getting those guys to come out. I've got black bars on 2 and 7. Rachel, Blake will take you to the club.
I can't. I've got to get my wheels balanced.
Now? Why do you have to do that now?
I don't know.
What the hell is going on around here?
Your grandstand play at the auction, Mr. Gates. What are you really up to?
You don't trust me, do you?
No more than you trust me.
Let's play a little game.
What kind of game?
It's called trust.
So silly. All right. How do you play?
Simple. I place my life in your hands.
Ah! Are you crazy?
Come on, Rachel. What do I do?
Please stop.
Why? I trust you.
Supposed to wait for these cable people.
Who cares about the black bar on your TV?
What about
Rachel? She's with Gates, isn't she?
See, it's definitely the cable. Look at the difference. Cable, antenna, cable, antenna.
Daddy! Dad! Daddy! I've got terrible news.
The cable man's not coming, is he?
I went through Gates' stuff at his hotel, Dad. He's got a deal to buy the formula. That means Fletcher DeBois came up with a metapill.
That doesn't...
No, there's more. There's more. I mean, Gates has all these crazy notes. He knows everything about us. He knows about our phony drug test. He knows about your brain tumor 5 years ago. He even knows about my...
amnesia! What does that man want? Is he out to break us or to see us in jail?
If I can't have Rachel, I don't care about jail. And I hope your cable man never shows up.
Oh, my God.
Hi, Paul.
Dad. I did good.
Right, Dad?
Yes, you
proud of you. Good job, son. Ah, Blake, I'm glad you're here. Ty, fill him in. Blake will know what to do about Gates.
Dad, you can't keep doing this to me.
No, Ty, that's a Tang Dynasty.
You can't even do that right, can you, son?
It's always a little late. Maybe stuff for wine. Oh, flowers. Oh, God. It could have been flowers. Maybe she's just late. Yes?
Where were you?
What?
You were supposed to meet me. I'm Jack Gates.
Next time I write myself an automatic transmission. Ah. Look, about the dinner, I can explain.
Are you really Jack Gates?
Of course I'm Jack Gates. Hey.
That's funny. All my life, I've been Jack Gates.
Robert Wagner! Gee, what are you doing in this part? You don't do daytime TV. Of course, the Sherwoods hired Robert Wagner. It's sweeps week. Yeah, Robert Wagner. Wow.
You mean this nebbish has been masquerading as me, and you believed him?
I should have known. I mean, gosh, the way he parked the car. This belongs to you, Mr. Gates.
Thank you, my dear.
Oh! Oh! Look out! They're trying to kill me. God damn you, Fetterman! Oh, my God. Real blood. He's dead. It can't be. He's Robert Wagner. I can't let him die. I gotta bring him back. Don't worry, Mr. Wagner. Everything's gonna be fine. Hey, he even looks good dead.
Jax, go tell him. This has got to work.
I did it! It worked! I brought him back! How you feeling?
A little dizzy.
I don't understand what happened.
You don't have to. Goodbye, Mr. Gates.
Goodbye, Mr. Gates, he said.
Get me a cab. I've got to go to the airport.
But you just checked in. What about your luggage?
I don't care. I got to go to Cleveland. Jesus, I hate Cleveland.
You don't belong in Ashford Falls. You're really a sweet kid. You'll be a lot happier back in Africa.
Exterior. Jungle clearing. Night. No,
Must be day over there.
Goodbye, Janet. Have fun with your aunts.
He's supposed to be this ruthless tycoon, but... he seems like a really nice guy to me.
Who sounds like to poach you again?
You should have seen the way he rode a horse. Oh, it's so cute.
Oh, by the way, I nearly forgot. This telegram came for you this morning.
A telegram for me? Wow! Do you think it's from Jack? Oh, I bet it's from Jack! From Carter Hedison. A matter of life and death.
You can't just toss me aside, Paul. Don't you see? Rachel's just using you. She uses men the way other women use cotton balls.
It's over, Helen.
Paul! You've won again, Rachel.
But for the last time.
Paul, you're being childish. Jack Gates doesn't mean anything to me. I wish you'd trust me.
I do. It's just...
then prove it.
Let's play a little game.
Almost killed in the mishap with the engaging thoracic surgeon was his philanthropist socialite fiancée, Rachel Hedison, daughter of beloved industrialist and well-known socialite Carter Hedison. From Ashford Falls, Falls, this is your Ashford Falls eyewitness reporter, Debbie Nordham.
I had to be a big shot. I almost killed the woman I love. It's all my fault. No, it isn't. No, it isn't. I can only control what I write, right? Right! No, it's my fault. Who's that? I didn't write that. Who wrote that? Hello?
Hi. I'm glad I caught you in.
Oh, hi.
My father's throwing a party this weekend, and he wants you to come.
Oh, I'd be delighted.
Jack, I can't talk long. Your life is in danger. My father will stop at nothing to get the formula. Bring it to me. It's the last place my father will look.
You really care for me, don't you?
Of course I do. That's why I didn't want you to come to the party.
Huh?
My father's announcing my engagement to Paul. Oh, why did you have to come into my life now? Goodbye, my darling.
My darling.
He'll be there.
What about the formula?
You'll have it.
Yes, but will we?
Good point, Blake. Is there something going on, Rachel? It's never taken you this long to get what you want from a man.
I don't know what it is. When I'm with him, it's as if I don't have a mind of my own. He has this strange power over me.
Exterior. Hedison. Mouse. A mouse. House. House. Watch the typos. I'm gonna be incredible this weekend. This time it's coming straight from the heart. No blindfolds. No trickery. No flashy stunts. No. I gotta be me!
Is he gonna play all night?
Shh.
Oh,
Mr. Bois.
Hello, Edward.
Hello.
Is Mr. Hedison here?
Oh, yes, do. Please go.
Janet. What are you doing here?
What's going on here, Ty? Why does your father want to see me?
Tali, I've missed you, Janet. Hey, remember the time I was going to ask you to the prom?
And your father wouldn't let you.
No, that's not true. That was the time that I got
it's amnesia, sir.
Remember?
I thought you were announcing our engagement. Why did you ask him to play the piano?
I didn't. I didn't ask him to sing Send in the Clowns either.
Paul. Excuse me, sir. Miss Janet Dubois is in your study. Oh, my God.
Water, no ice. You were the first one to drink a lot of water. Now everybody's doing it. So, Janet, while you're here, maybe we could go horseback riding.
I don't think so.
Well, well, well. Janet Dubois, how grown up we are.
What's going on, Mr. Hedison? What's all this about life and death?
Well, we can discuss it later. Ty, show Janet to one of the guest rooms. She can wear some of Rachel's clothes.
You can have my room, Janet.
You're not going to be in it, are you?
I didn't send that wire.
But if you didn't, then who did? I know.
Oh, Jack!
Donna? Donna McKenzie, Lincoln High? Oh, God, I couldn't have been that drunk. What else did I write last night?
You were wonderful! All those years, your locker was right next to mine, and I never even talked to you.
I know.
How could I ever have been in love with Greg Petula? Barf! I was wrong about you. You're not a jerk.
Oh, thanks.
Lincoln High! Give me an L! Give me an R! Lincoln High!
I just want you to know how much I enjoy your praying.
Oh, thank you.
The elderly man exits.
Great! Now I got him talking stage directions.
He's going on around here.
Stop!
The bartender needs more cold deer.
Not deer. Beer! It's a typo. Use your head, for Christ's sake.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Excuse me,
sorry.
My God,
he's choking. Excuse me, please. Come on.
I'll handle this. You've got it backwards.
What are you doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, the Heimlich maneuver.
You'll be fine now.
You saved my life.
I know.
Is there nothing you can't do?
Excuse us. Thank you very much. Excuse us.
Paul doesn't know the Heimlich?
Well, of course I know the Heimlich. I know the Heimlich. Of course, I know the Heimlich. Jim, you know I know the Heimlich. Look, I love the Heimlich. I'm always doing the Heimlich. It's one of my favorite maneuvers. I'm a medical doctor.
This is a man's world. This is a man's world.
But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. I said one more time.
I want you, Jack.
Oh, a man needs a woman.
And you shall have
me. Needs a woman out there.
Mr. Haddison, Blake, I see you are still under Dr. Kirkwood's care.
What are you up to, Helen? I don't recall inviting you to this party.
Wouldn't you like to find out why you sent for Janet Dubois?
As Jack pilots his private jet to New York, Rachel nibbles on his ear. Her long, supple legs wrapped sensuously around. What am I doing? What am I doing? I'm like a junkie with this thing. I hate... Oh, my God, what did I do?
Daddy, I'm not marrying Paul. I'm going to call off the engagement.
Later, Rachel. All right, Helen. What is going on?
Why I was never homecoming queen.
I think you look beautiful.
Do you hear bells?
Yes.
Dinner is served.
Let me help you out. Here we go.
Thanks.
Okay. Rachel, you know Janet.
Janet, how are your cockroaches?
Ants. It's ants.
Jack, the hell with my father. Let's leave tonight. I'll just pack a few things.
Right. Right.
I left in such a rush. We still have a deal, don't we?
Sure we do. I've got the formula right here. Got it right in my... Actually, I gave it to Rachel.
What?
Just for a moment.
Of all the people to give it to.
It's not what you think.
It is what I think. Jack, I trusted you.
Janet, I'd like to see you in the library. If you'll excuse us, Mr. Grates.
Janet!
How could you have done this to me? I believed in you!
But Janet! The Grates, it's Gates.
Excuse me, sir. Dinner is... You all right, sir? Can I get you something?
Yeah. How about a new typewriter?
You can't be my father!
It's true, Janet. When my mother was head nurse at Ashford Falls County Community General, she accidentally switched you and Rachel when you were born.
Oh, I can't be a Hedison. I hate the Hedisons!
I'm sorry, Janet, but it's time it came out. It's time Rachel learned that she's not a high and mighty Hedison. That she can't just take what belongs to other people. Paul is mine!
I'm glad that you're all here. Especially you, Janet. And Dad, you're not going to stop me this time. Because I realize tonight that I'm still in love with Janet. And that I always will be.
Of course you're in love with her. She's your sister.
Rachel, are you ready to...
How about these?
No, no, Marie Flats, with that dress, are you crazy?
I thought you were just taking a few things. Are we going or not?
They're right about me. I am weak. I don't have Rachel. I don't even have my self-respect. I have nothing to live for.
Jesus Christ, you almost killed me.
Water! Water! Water!
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God, what I've done to you. Oh, forgive me, Blake. Oh, forgive me. It was Rachel. Rachel made me do it.
Rachel. That flat to death.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
What is it now?
I forgot my shoulder pads.
Who gives a shit?
Daddy, don't try to stop me. I'm going to New York with Jack Gates.
I think there's something you should know, Rachel. This is going to come as a bit of a shock, but you are not a Hedison. Janet is my real daughter.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, that is the corniest. It's Fetterman. He's going for that baby switching crap.
This can't be true.
Oh, but it is. Little Miss Tummy Tuck.
This house is mine now, so pick up your bags and keep moving, bitch.
Look, you little anteater.
Janet, what are they doing to you?
Oh, by the way, our deal's off, Gates. The formula stays in the family, and I get 80%.
She's a Hedison, all right.
Hold it. Hold it. Now I get it. They're bringing you into the story to replace Rachel.
Stay out of this, Jack.
No, it's wrong. You're not like that. Fetterman's trying to change you, and I won't let him do it.
Paul told me all about it, Fetter. Well, if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna suit you first.
Janet!
Oh, fit.
Oh, Paul! Do something. Janet's been shot. Edward, help him. I will call the paramedics.
She's wearing my shoes.
Will you shut the hell up? Can you stop the bleeding?
Yes, Paul, stop the bleeding. She's ruining the parquet floor.
You want bleeding?
I'll show you bleeding. You want bleeding, huh? Is that what you want? Because I'll give you that bleeding. I'll give you a bleeding.
No, right? No,
hey, let me at her.
You push let me at her.
No.
Whoever you are, promise me that you'll be there when I wake up.
I promise nothing's gonna happen to you. I'm not gonna lose you now.
Not gonna take away what's mine, what's ours. Just make sure Janet doesn't survive that operation.
But don't you see? If Janet is my sister, then I still have a chance with Rachel.
I'll make sure he's well taken care of.
Don't bother. Hurry. Every second counts. We've got to... Good Lord.
I can't leave now. Go on. Go on.
Where the hell have you been?
How you doing?
I'll tell you how I'm doing. I've got a black bar on 2 and 7. It's in the study.
My God, I'm sorry.
Don't worry about me. It's Janet. Rachel is gonna make Paul kill Janet. She'll never get out of surgery alive.
Are you ready, darling?
How am I gonna do this? Look, I told you, it's shaped like a little boot. I don't have time to come over there.
Just be quiet and listen to every word I say. That little boot goes to your space suit. Now comes the tough part. There are three holes in that little black bar.
I see them.
The one in the middle is a large one. Attach the spring to the hole in the middle.
But
don't touch the roller next to it. Repeat,
not touch the roller.
Look, this is delicate work, you moron.
Stop yelling at me. You're making me nervous. Okay, I've got the spring on. Oh, shit, it's off again. It's working. It's working. I did it. Okay, so you did it. Who cares? What are you doing here? I sent you to Cleveland.
I should kill you for that alone. I want that formula.
Oh, go do a miniseries or something. Interior, hospital, operating room.
Nobody crosses Jack Gates.
Fine, nobody crosses Jack Gates. Great line. Janet has a miraculous recovery as her eyes begin to flutter.
Oh, you poor darling.
Just take it easy, Janet.
Stay away from me.
Don't worry, pal. You're going to be all right.
Get your hands off me, you two-bit quack. Where's Janet? What did you do with Janet? If anything happens to her, I'll...
Jack, it's all right.
You expect me to believe you? I know what you're up to, you goddamn bitch.
Jack!
Whoa! All you ever think of is yourself. You're sick.
How dare you talk to me like that?
Where's Janet? What did you do with Janet?
Jack? You okay? Somebody said you got hit by a truck.
Trunk.
You got hit by luggage?
Yes. Yeah, you see, the truck lid popped open and hit me in the chin.
It's all right, Jack. You must have been really out of it. I know you'd never talk to me that way. Not my Jack. I was so worried about you.
Of course. I know your concern for others eats you up inside. Good Lord, look what I've done to you. You need a rest. You gotta get away. Well, don't you worry. I'm gonna arrange for you to take some time off from the show.
How much time? Oh, my God. You're going to give me a brain tumor.
I've got to go find Janet.
Jack, we have to talk. Jack? Jack!
Anybody want a refrigerator? Marge, there was a girl here who... What's going on here, March?
Callbacks for Janet.
Sorry. I saw the girls you called in for Janet. You're making a big mistake. She's not glitzy or glamorous.
She won't be. She'll come in wholesome and innocent as a contrast to the evil of the Hedisons.
Oh, I see. Yeah. First you set her up, then you change her, right?
Well, we don't have to do it that way. Where did you hear all this?
Oh, believe me, I know where you get your ideas from. But we're going to do Janet my way.
Who says?
I do. Otherwise, we're going to have the same bullshit we've had for the last 5 years.
Bullshit? You're calling it bullshit? We know more about this goddamn business than you.
Now look what you did. Hey, get somebody quick. Who knows the Heimlich?
I do.
Well, help her out, for Christ's sake.
Not until you agree on Janet.
Are you crazy? All right, I agree. What, you want to die on a sandwich you shouldn't even be eating? Come on, will you?
What'd you give it to him for?
Because he loves me. There's a lot of love in this room. Hi, is he in?
He's in a meeting.
Thank you.
May I have your name, sir?
Arnie! Jacko! Long time no see.
Mr. Fetterman, are you all right?
No, Mom, I'm okay. Yeah, I mean, they just said they wanted somebody more glamorous. Last night I had this crazy dream that I got the part. Yeah, I mean, I really had a feeling that something was going to happen for me today. I love you too. Okay, bye. Oh, shoot!
Number 31, Pastrami on a Kaiser.
Here you go, Jack. Pastrami on a Kaiser.
Thanks, man. Put it on the tab, will you?
Oh, sure, Jack.
Lox and cream cheese on cinnamon toast? Get it out of here!
I'm the Lox.
I know.
Hey, Manny, we got the ants back again.
Hey! Oh, Buffer! Mario! I don't even like ants!
Yes, you do!
Oh, I don't know why I did that.
I do. Have you got a minute?
Yeah, where are we going?
I don't know. I can't see.
Look, the part of the lesbian maid is taken. But I'm gonna get you, Janet. What happened?
happened to your body? She got the part, of course. By the way, the show is doing great. Blake undergoes corrective surgery for his teeth and the 8-pound tumor growing out of his neck. While Ty has an unfortunate accident at the sanitarium and is now wearing 2 eye patches. We brought back Len, pantyhose and all. He has a major operation and falls in love with Dr. Kirkwood. And what did I learn from all of this? I guess the most important thing is that you're better off just being yourself. Unless, of course, you get a chance to be Robert Wagner. Oh, by the way, I must confess, I did try out my typewriter just one last time, and I think it worked. Remember Laura, who played Rachel? Well, she's turning letters on a game show in Cleveland.
Though our lips never spoke of a word, the voices inside our hearts, how they cried to be heard. I hear you now, and I know it is real. Am I a fool not to fight what I feel? The answer lies beyond our wildest dreams. So many roads have brought us to this moment. So many twists, so many turns. Sail against the wind. Yes, a fool's heart never learns. So welcome to my wildest dreams. You always can count on love to rewrite every scene. I feel your touch and I'm sure it is real. I'm not a fool. I can trust what I feel to carry us beyond our wildest dreams. So many roads have brought us to this moment. So twists, so many turns. Friends till the end. We sail against the wind. Guess a fool's heart never learns. So welcome to my wildest dreams. You always can count to rewrite every scene. I feel your touch and I'm sure it is real. I'm not a fool. I can trust what I feel to carry us beyond our wildest dreams.